Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Chinese government uses extraordinary measures to surveil and persecute its Uyghur Muslim minority in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. Chinese authorities have justified their crackdown on Uyghurs, particularly those who practice their Muslim faith, by citing concerns over the three evils of ethnic separatism, religious extremism, and violent terrorism. The government continues to closely monitor and restrict the movements of Uyghurs, conduct indoctrination sessions, and confine thousands to re-education camps in its efforts to counteract what it considers religious extremism in Xinjiang. According to press reports, Urumqi, the capital city of the region, may be one of the most surveilled places on earth. Security checkpoints with identification scanners monitor the train station and roads in and out of the city. Police use handheld devices and software they require individuals to install to search smartphones for encrypted chat apps and other material deemed suspicious. Under Xinjiang Communist Party Secretary Chen Kuangguo, the police presence in the region has skyrocketed. Last year, local police departments began ordering cameras capable of creating three-dimensional face images, as well as DNA sequencers and voice pattern analysis systems, according to documents uncovered by Human Rights Watch. Chinese authorities also collect personal information from Uyghurs, asking about respondents' prayer habits and if they have contacts abroad. But worst of all are the mass disappearances of Uyghurs in Xinjiang since the beginning of 2017. Tens of thousands of the missing are believed to have been sent to a vast network of detention facilities, including patriotic re-education camps across the region. Among those singled out are Uyghurs who have studied abroad. Indeed, the Chinese government has sought the forcible repatriation of Uyghur Muslims from foreign countries, many of whom sought asylum in those countries on the grounds of religious persecution. For students who choose not to voluntarily return, the Chinese government has sought for other countries to forcibly repatriate those Uyghur Muslim students, many of whom had requested asylum from those countries on the grounds of religious persecution. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has drawn attention to increased restrictions on the ability of Uyghurs in China to express and practice their religion. The State Department's annual human rights report also has highlighted repression of Uyghurs' freedom of speech, movement, association, and assembly.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.